To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hey, everyone. Nice to have you back with Mary and me in the New York City area. And for the next few minutes of this hour of RM World Travel, we are going to take you to Missoula, Montana, located in the 41st state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1889, known as the Treasure State, as it's time for the 52nd installment of our Destination Spotlight series. And before we do that, though, a quick message about our exclusive sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Uncompromised quality and durability is the Travel Pro difference, and their garment bags, suitcases, executive briefcases, rolling travel duffel bags, totes, and backpacks — they make great backpacks, by the way — are the choice of more than 90 airlines and frequent travelers worldwide.
Mary and I travel with their Platinum Elite line. Rudy's on the go with their Max Light 5, and we know firsthand that our bags, they're ready to handle anything we want or need to put them through. The facts are, folks, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check out TravelPro.com for info, specials, and more. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, now let's discuss Big Sky Country and a place we've enjoyed visiting, as Missoula's Executive Director of Tourism, Barb Nealon, is holding for us on the show hotline.
Welcome, Barb. Nice to connect with you for today's RM World Travel Destination Spotlight.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We're very excited about it.
I appreciate having you here. So a few years ago, we drove from San Francisco to Missoula, and our drive, frankly, up through the national forests of Idaho, it was just gorgeous. But when you get to Montana, you clearly understand why it's called Big Sky Country. All right, so if anyone hasn't done that, I would encourage them to. I understand you were born in Billings, raised in Bozeman. You decided to keep moving west in Montana until you got to Missoula. So what do you most enjoy about living in the Missoula area, Barb? Share some top reasons with us that travelers should come say hello.
You know, I have to say the number one reason that I live in Missoula and have stayed here for, I hate to date myself, but 48 years, is that the people here are just absolutely incredible. They are creative, they are articulate, they are educated. They skew to a younger demographic because of the university, so the town is alive with all kinds of cultural things going on all of the time, which I think surprises people. They don't expect that in a town the size that we are.
Agree 100% in terms of, you know, we knew when we visited that the University of Montana was right there, but we did not expect the vibrancy of the college town and the rich history of the university. So in terms of adding to the scene with activities, it must add a lot, right?
Oh, it totally does, Mary. It is, there's something going on all of the time anymore. As a matter of fact, so much going on that you can't hit all of it anymore, you know. Right. Our music scene is just absolutely amazing. It's gone off the charts. We're becoming one of the hottest spots in actually the Northwest for music and culinary scenes and festivals and events and you name it, we've got it.
Yeah, so listen, I'm going to give a plug right now. I have a nephew who's actually the GM of the 5-star ranch at Rock Creek, which isn't too far from you. He and his
family
have just recently moved back. They moved out of Montana a few years ago, and they are now back in Montana. They love it. And I have a brother who lives right down Highway 93 from Missoula. He's in Corvallis. So strong family connections. I love the area, as does my family. And I think for people listening in our audience across the country, you know, think of Montana or Missoula as a seasonal destination. But I think that's a mistake, because I do think that you're a year-round destination. What would you say on that?
Oh, I totally agree with you. You know, actually, my favorite season is not summer. It's actually fall in Montana, and I think fall in Montana takes people so by surprise, because we have so much foliage and so much differentiation in the colors. We're one of the few places that have tamarack trees, which are one of the few evergreens that actually turn golden and they drop their leaves. So in the fall time, it's absolutely stunning here. Fishing is still great. Hiking is wonderful. You know, winter, we've got wonderful activities. We've got 5 ski areas within 100 miles of us.
Yeah, if you can't find something to do in Missoula, then there's a problem there. You know, I know Mary just mentioned the ranch at Rock Creek's not far away for folks listening, but there's also, you've got a number of hotels, campgrounds, and B&Bs right there in the Missoula area itself. But you also have that really lively arts and cultural scene. So just give us a quick snapshot on that.
We so do. You know, because of the university, very creative and cultural people have come to this community forever. And so we have art museums. We've got amazing contemporary art museums. We have got all kinds of galleries. We've got theater. We've got a symphony that's almost 50 years old. You know, it's a level of arts and culture that you don't expect, I think. And I think that's one of the reasons that people come back as often as they do. It's kind of like peeling an onion. You know, they find more and more to love about Missoula as they continue to
come
back.
Well, that's the beauty of travel, too, because, you know, when you see something, you come back and you see it the second, third, or fourth time and have that different experience. It's what's enriching about travel. So, Barb, last question. If you're familiar with this section of our show, the Destination Spotlight series, we always like to ask our guests to give us one fact that would likely surprise our audience about Missoula and entice them to come visit.
Okay, so this is kind of an oddball one, but at one time we were under 2,000 feet of water here. It was known as Glacial Lake Missoula, and you can see the water lines of the lake on the mountains surrounding us, and it created floods that created all of the landscape from here all the way to the West Coast.
Very interesting. So thank you very much today, Barbara. Folks, if you want to find out more, very simple, destinationmissoula.org. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Take care, Barb. Thank you.
All right, 2,000 feet of water. Wow, that is something.
Really interesting fact. Did not know. No, so we learned something about the area.
Folks, if you haven't checked it out yet, you can find all of the places that we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. And that's going to do it for hour one of the program this week, but we still have a whole nother hour straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.